joining us for our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk ministry, looking at Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Well, we're finishing 2024, getting ready to go into 2025. A lot of things look interesting for 2025. So as you have the opportunity to kind of finish off 2024, look at 2025. I want to encourage you, as I'm just thinking about it as well, what does it look like for me to commit my work to the Lord, commit to the things that are in front of me? Say, look, I'm in. I'm excited about what the gospel is doing in my life. I'm excited about what the gospel is doing in our community and around the world. I'm excited about where you've placed us. And so I'm committing to you that I'm okay with where I am. I don't want to get distracted by all the things that are going on around me. And know that whatever 2025 looks like, whatever plans that you have for us, because I'm committed to you, I'm going to walk with you in those plans. And I think it's easy for us as Christians to kind of waver in and out of our commitment. You know, like when we're okay, life is okay, we're really, really committed. When life gets a little bit more bumpy, we start asking questions. And so, you know, just working at developing a strategy, a thought process of commitment. Long term, over a lot of different situations, saying yes, you, Jesus, are the one that I'm committed to. I mean, it's just like a marriage relationship. We have a couple that we married for 68 years. They'll celebrate 68 years on Monday, and so I'm sure that relationship has not been always smooth. There's been lots of ups and downs in that relationship, but they're committed to each other, and the Lord has blessed them over the years of their commitment, and so. As you are continuing to develop your relationship with the Word of God, with your friends, with family, may those people that are around you know that you are committed to the Lord. Not just in by saying, you know, I love Jesus or I'm committed to you, but it's demonstrated in our actions, how we live and walk and talk and navigate life, that we're just different than the rest of the world that's going on around us. And I know that there's chaos and it's, you know, getting weirder and weirder every year, every week, every month. It's just crazy what's been happening. But if I go back to my Bible, go back to the Word of God and say, okay, look, I want to commit to you. I am going to trust the plans that you have for me. And I know that the Lord has a purpose for everything. And so as you walk, live, struggle, wrestle, celebrate, know that your Father has a plan and has a purpose for everything that's taking place in your life. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Father, thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word this morning in a ministry called Let's Talk. We have no idea where this is going to go, who's going to listen, but I pray as they listen that they would just be pausing, thinking about opening up their Bible to Proverbs chapter 16, reading. There's a lot of stuff around that, but that we would commit our ways to you, that we would walk in stride with you, that we would follow well, and that as we watch you work, we would continue to trust your hand in our lives. In a day that you've given to us. And so we want to say thank you for that. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.